100 word stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Time for the weekly challenge. I post a topic, you come up with the stories, and we've got stories on this pick two topic today. What are the topics? Hold on. Pull from the water. Quirk, pride, ploy, goof, exposed. So let me go ahead and play the stories so that you can hear them, and then I'll be back. I never know what to say in these opening things. You know, whatever. Let's just get the stories going, okay?
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of other stuff available at Amazon.com. And this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge, number 719, with a pick two challenge. Anyway, here's my story. "No, really," Bilbert said. "It's the plastic bag. That's what makes me fly." Marissa shook her head, unconvinced. "I don't want to hurt your pride, but that's about the worst ploy I've ever heard. Well, the worst next to the story that Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. Someone will eventually goof up, and the whole plot will be exposed. It was probably the Clintons. They kill everybody." "Okay, well, there's my mom. I've got to go." Bilbert headed to the waiting car. "We'll follow to your house. I'm going to get my flight with you tonight, whether you like it or not." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Every so often, evolution throws up a surprise. A quirk of nature that rarely survives long, and is unlikely to alter the gene pool in any significant way. But every now and again, nature's mistakes prosper. Like me. I'm not a quirk. There's nothing quirky or humorous about me. No, I take pride in what I really am. An aberration. A flaw in the plan. A glitch in the system. Which isn't to say, I don't follow the rules. Darwin makes those very clear. But when it comes to survival of the fittest, I definitely have the upper hand.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. They look off. They don't. They do. Is this a tentacle? The two friends tilted their heads. "You're crazy. I've been eating fish from these waters for months," said the merchant, adjusting the back of his shirt. "I don't think we should buy these." "Come on, I'll give you a special discount. How about that?" The two friends exchanged looks. "Well, okay then." A month later, they were selling fish on the pier. The merchant had been promoted. They, too, adjusted the back of their shirts. It was a nuisance. The shirts didn't have room for the damn tentacle. And this is my story for this week. Up on my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
The dead don't move very quickly. If they get lucky, they don't have to. There was a time when the dead didn't move at all. Those times are gone. Now the dead come back, and not the Jesus way either. That would have been better for me. I take no pride in saying it's like those old horror movies, but a little different. If they bleed, they stay dead. Headshots aren't necessary, but I still do. In the left eye only. I don't know why. Call it a quirk. Up close and personal. Too personal. It got me too.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my pick two story on the topics goof and pride. It's called Richard the Pirate. Let's throw him overboard. And that's exactly what they did. Yes, they were just goofing about, but after just a single day at sea, that dunking taught me a profound and important lesson. I wasn't cut out to be a pirate. It was a blow to my pride and my self-esteem. I quite fancied the raping and pillaging and evenings drinking rum over a dead man's chest. But the truth is, it was all a bit rowdy for me. So I turned in my cutlass and settled for a desk job instead. Who wants to be a pirate anyway? There you go. Speak to you all next week. Goodbye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called When Shadows Fall. What we pull from the water was, how you say it? Quirky. In my country, we would say odd. Not especially bad, but certainly not your run-of-the-mill, hi mom, look what Rudy and me found in the river. It wasn't so much the number of eyes, lordy, there were a lot, or the telescoping tentacles. The quirk was how damn cute it looked. Stuffed teddy bear cute. Rudy just hugged the fuzzy pink fishy thing. We couldn't pry the damn thing away from him. Call me deeply paranoid, I don't think this is going to end well. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
We pulled Herman's car from the water an hour ago. He'd crashed through the barrier and into the lake. No sign of Herman, though. We've sent his photo to the media and the wires. We'll ask around if anybody's seen him. And check the shoreline. If nothing comes up, we'll drag the lake. It always feels odd calling the divers frogmen. They look nothing like frogs. Whatever. Then we'll ask the psychics. See if he's still in our dimension. Or if he'd fallen through some kind of rift or portal. Shame about the car. Herman sure loved that thing.
And there you have it. Stories about pick two topic. The list is up on the website. One a day until the day I die.com. And the next topic is also up on the website. It's hankering Kind of a weird one, but give it a shot. One a day until the day I die.com. There'll be stories tomorrow, the day after, blah, blah, blah. You had ideas for this pick too, and you're running a little late, go ahead and send them in. I'll put them up on the feed in a separate post. It's okay if it takes a while. Lightning doesn't strike when you want it. I mean, just ask Dr. Frankenstein. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you for being part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.